This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. In fact, hoping that you will take a few moments out of your busy day to study with us from the sacred will of God. For the past several days, we've been studying about the fact that Jesus is the friend that we need. Thus far, we've studied 2 main points with a number of subdivisions under each. He is the friend that we need because He understands our problems. And secondly, He is the friend that we need because He not only understands those problems, but He has the power to help us to solve them. Isn't it tragic that we have the Bible, which tells us these facts, and yet we live our lives as if we had no real friend, at least not anyone of the caliber of Jesus? Jesus is our friend. He understands what it is to be lonely, to be perplexed, to be in sorrow, to be lost, to be guilty, to be conscience-stricken, to realize that we're lost, and He has the power to do something about it. His blood is the means by which we can be saved. So He understands our problems, and He has the power to help us to solve them, and He wants to help us to solve them. You know, it's conceivable that you may have a neighbor and you have a problem. It may be that your problem is something that you cannot accomplish alone. But your neighbor has the power to help you to solve it. But he may not want to do so. And so, the fact that he has the power to help you do it will not really mean very much to you if he isn't willing to use the power that he has. But that is not the case with the Lord Jesus Christ. He not only understands and knows about our problems, and He has the power to help us to solve them, but He wants to help us. I want you to think about that, if you will, prayerfully and sincerely. Whatever problem you have today, whatever perplexity in life, Jesus knows about it, He understands it, He has the power to help you to solve it, and He wants to help you to solve it. Notice in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world." Now, that includes every one of us. It certainly includes you, every one of you in the radio broadcast audience. "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God gave His Son because of His love for you and me and all the people who have lived on earth. Not any particular nation, not any particular race of people, but everybody. In fact, Christianity ought to be the solution to whatever racial problems there are in the world, because God is no respecter of persons. He does not receive us on the basis of our face, that is, of our skin color, but rather upon the basis of our being willing to obey Him. God is not a respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is acceptable unto Him. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There is proof, my friends, to every one of us that Jesus Christ not only understands our problems and has the power to help us, but He wants to help us because He loves us. In Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, Jesus was receiving criticism of the Jewish leaders because He receives sinners and eateth with them. Notice that Jesus did not withhold Himself from communication with those who were downcast, those who were outcast, and those who were simply looked down upon by other men. One of the greatest criticisms that the Jewish leaders had against Jesus was the fact that He did associate with sinners. And yet Jesus made clear that that was the basic reason that He came. He did not come to call the righteous to repentance, but the sinners. As a physician does not go to those who are well, but to those who are sick, Jesus came to minister to those who are lost in sin. And that includes, of course, every adult person in the world. Jesus Christ offers to be our Savior. Our time is gone for today. It's been such a pleasure to talk with you about Jesus as our friend. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to listen to our next broadcast. And until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.